If you have your Bible this morning, turn with 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. You want to stand on reading God's Word? Just going to do one verse this morning just for the sake of time. And then we're going to try our best to mind the Lord. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse 17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold," pay attention, look at it, "all things are become new." Amen. I want to preach this morning, if God be my help, for just a little while, new things as a new creature. Amen. New things as a new creature. So we look at this and we see in verse 17, it's speaking of things that become new when you can become into Christ. Amen. Or you take Christ into you and you become in Christ. Amen. That's what happens when you're saved and when you're born again. Amen. You become that new creature in Christ. Amen. So it makes a difference. If something takes place in you and you get the can't help it, you don't care. And you just start realizing there's something so magnificent about being a child of God. He said, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ." Now I want you to notice there this morning, there's an if. He said, "Therefore, if." Who? Any man. The Bible says that whosoever shall believe in the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Whosoever, who is that? That's me and you. That's every man, woman, boy, and girl in the world, praise God, that'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what does that mean? To believe on means to trust in, to rely on Him and adhere to Him. Just start listening to Jesus, praise God, let Him guide you and lead you in the path of righteousness for His namesake. Not your namesake, His namesake. Your namesake won't do no good. Amen. We've got a name that we have. I was talking to Brother back here. His grandparents were Masseys, bless his heart. Amen. But that's all right, because we got namesakes. But I'm glad that the Lord Jesus Christ, it's in His name that we become righteous. Praise God. Our righteousness is filthy rags, but Jesus Christ, His righteousness, praise God, will lead us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Praise God. It clothes us with a robe of righteousness through Him and not us. And I'm thankful for that today. But I want to look at just a few things this morning here as Paul's talking to the church and he's speaking to us and he's showing us, praise God, that being a servant of the Lord is an important part of being that child of God. And when we have that new creation, he said, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ," if you've truly been born again, amen, if you've been born from above, if you have a new relationship with Christ Jesus, if you've been reconciled unto the Father, praise the Lord, he said, you're a new creature headed in a new direction, praise God, for God's glory. Now, there's some things we'll have, if we're a new creature, a creation in Christ Jesus. Now, I just want to give you a few of those this morning we'll look at together as Paul lays it out here in this chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians. He's trying to encourage the church and let us know, praise God, that we are somebody special and that God Almighty has done something special for you. Amen. Do you believe that this morning?
Amen.
It took a very special person to be Jesus Christ and to die for the sins of the world. Amen. He come from heaven, praise God. Laid aside His glory, come down, praise God, was born of a virgin, praise God, grew up, praise the Lord, and laid down His life for me and you, that He might take it up again. Amen. And because He has that power, we do too. What do you mean, Pastor Jeff? I mean, we need to have a newness in life in Christ Jesus. That's becoming that new creature, that new creation, praise God, unto Him. And when we become a new creature, we ought to have a couple of new things that take place in our life. I want to say this morning. You can't have something as big as Jesus Christ the Lord and the Holy Spirit of God move in your heart and not make changes in your lives. Amen. Your want-tos ought to change.
Amen.
Amen. What you used to want to do, praise God, ain't real important. And what you want to do now, praise God, is that to bring glory and honor to the Lord. I've told you before, I used to like to hunt. My want-tos was all about hunting. And I still like to hunt when I get an opportunity to bring glory. Listen, hey, it ain't a main priority in my life no more. Used to it was. Amen. I was a young man and I had priorities, praise God, in this world. But my priority wasn't the Lord Jesus Christ. I would even have a priority. I was going to spend time with my family. And I'd grab my wife. I mean, when our kids was little, I'd grab my wife and we had two backpacks that the kids would fit into. and we'd take them little old babies. They wasn't old at all. And we'd put them in them, and we'd take off into the woods, and we'd go spend family time together. Amen. My wife always wondered why we had to spend family time in a bunch of thickets. But amen, we was looking for turkey sign and for deer sign. Amen, that's where you found it. That's where we spent a lot of family time, was in the thickets. Amen. Praise God. But I want to say, Lord, how God, hallelujah, God got a hold of my heart one day, and that stuff began to take it didn't take precedence in my life, Lord. It was something that began to be more concerning to me than a hunting a deer or chasing a turkey. Now, I want to say, hey, that's fine and well, praise God. It has its place, and it's a lot of fun. And it's necessary, let me just say this to the animal lovers, it's necessary to control the population. Amen. If we don't do that, then I'd rather have somebody eat them than see them starve to death. Amen. Praise the Lord. So don't get mad at me because I said that I like to hunt. Amen. Because God put them there, and He said that He put them there for us. Hello? Amen. Praise God. So we see that something begins to change in our life, and we begin to get new direction. And number one, we get new aims in life. Praise God. To be pleasing to the Lord. Look at verse number 9 of 2 Corinthians 5. In verse number 9, he said, "Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him." So what we do, the new aim that we have, is to be pleasing to God. Amen. It ought to be a new aim in our heart as a born-again believer. Now listen to this. Write these down if you want to. A new aim, praise God, is to be pleasing to God. To be doing those things, praise God, that'll bring honor and glory to His name. That He begins to use your life, you as a new creature, a new creation, praise God, to lift up the name of Jesus everywhere we go. He said, "Well, preacher, you can't really do that. People won't like it." We don't care what people like. It's needful in the day and hour that we live. Praise God. Listen, we're seeing things starting to turn a little bit here in America. We're starting to see some people stand up and say, "No, wait a minute. We've done gone too far this way. It's time to pull back in the middle and say that there is a God of heaven. Praise God. The God that's on our money is the true and the living God. And it's time to worship Him and praise Him and get Him back down in our house." Amen. Back in my house, in your house, that we can see God again. You say, what is that? It's having a new aim to be pleasing to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Doing those things, do whichever. Well, wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. Lord, do those things to bring honor and glory to Lord Jesus Christ. To lift up His name so people can. He said, "If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me." Amen. Now that's a promise from Him. And if Jesus promised us we'd lift Him up, He'd draw. You know why people ain't been saved? Because we're not lifting up the name of Jesus. We're not letting them know, praise God, Jesus loved us and He saved us, praise God. And we just lift Him up and praise Him, give Him glory. And they see that and they get in as well. Amen. That's sharing the gospel. That's going into highways, edge, going into the world and compelling them to come in. Showing them, praise God, there is a God of heaven. He sent His Son, praise God, to die for their sins. We all sin, come short of glory, God. But praise God, I'm glad there's a Savior from glory. Amen. Came to where I was on Wednesday night, 1976. Come to where I was in that pew as a 14-year-old boy. Praise God, fingered around my heart, showed me I was lost, and saved me by His marvelous grace. Wrote my name, praise God, in the Lamb's Book of Life. Ain't you glad your name's there? You say, "Well, preacher, I don't know what my name's there. There's a place for it." Amen. If your name's not in the Lamb's Book of Life, it ain't His fault. He made provision. It's your fault. You say, "Preacher, what do I do about it?" Come to an old-fashioned altar and say, "Lord, please forgive me a sinner. Save me, Lord. Come into my heart and become the Lord of my life." Amen. Praise God. Have a different aim, different goals to be satisfying, praise God, and giving God glory for His name. Amen. What He did for you at Calvary. New aims. I wonder, is our direction changed any? Amen. That old fellow said one time, if there's not a change, there's not a chance. Amen. Praise God. Jesus changed me. Amen. If He saved you, He changes you, praise God, into that you were, into that He'd have you to be. Are you perfect? No, none of us are perfect yet. I'm not perfect, you're not perfect, but we serve a perfect God. And He said, if we'll listen to Him, we'll keep His commandments, we'll do what He says, He'll put us in a path of righteousness for His name's sake, help us to walk therein. Amen. He'll put us on that straight and narrow path. Amen. He said, that broad road leads to destruction. Amen. But said God gives us a narrow path that we can follow when our aims is aimed at pleasing the Lord. Amen. A lot of times we get caught up in this world and we want to please those around us. Satisfy the things of this world and the flesh in which we live in, praise God. When God says put aside that and just try your best to be pleasing to me. And he says, I'll help you. Amen. I'll be here with you, praise God. I'll show you, praise God. He said, hey, listen, the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, I'll show you how to be pleasing to the Father. Amen. To get on the good side of the Father. I don't know about you, to me that's important. Amen. Amen. Bible says our treasures are laid up in heaven. Amen. And the Bible says they're kept by God. Amen. If I'm going to lay my treasures up there, I want somebody to take care of them that can keep them. They're guarded. Amen. In heaven. So if I'm going to do anything good, praise God, I want to be done for God's glory. And then God's going to take it and he's going to seal it up and he's going to keep it for me, praise God. And one day in a little while when I get up there in heaven and I stand before Jesus Christ, he said, come in, welcome in, praise God, a good and faithful soldier into the presence of the glory of God. And he opens her up, praise God, and he gives me my rewards. And I can take those things that God has kept for me and I can just give them back. I said, no, God, I don't deserve them. Praise God, those are yours. Amen. Praise you say, well, preacher, God don't really need nothing. Praise the Lord. He needs our praise and our and giving him glory. He needs that today. A new aim, praise God, in our life ought to be pleasing to the Lord. Not only should we aim to be pleasing to the Lord, we ought to have a new association with the Lord. Amen. A oneness with God. Verse number 14 said, for the love of Christ. Amen. Because of the love of Christ, we ought to have a oneness with the Lord. Amen. Listen, if you truly love something, praise God, it puts a close relationship. He said, if a man loves a woman and they come together in holy matrimony, he said, two people become one. He said, that's that closeness, that relationship. And he said, that's what God wants. I praise God, not only to have a new aim, but a new association with God Almighty. Amen. It bothers my heart for people say, well, I can take God or leave him. Amen. But I tell you, youngins, that's because we ain't ever had him. Amen. It's Christ in you, praise God, that makes a difference. And when we have Christ living in our heart, praise God, we become a new creature. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. He said, behold, pay attention. All things are becoming new, or caused to be new. There's a new association that we have with God. It's just an association where we realize when we get in trouble, praise God, we can call out and we know that he hears us. And the Bible says in John, if we know he hears us, then we know that we have the petitions that we ask from him. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad it's that way? That we can call on the Lord, believing on him, praise God. He touches us, praise God, to the satisfying of the soul. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Things, praise God, as a new creature. New things. From new people in Christ Jesus, our Lord. That oneness with God in Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When we have a new aim and we get a new association, then we get a new attitude. Ask you, hey, I got to think about this, and boy, this is big. How's your attitude? Amen. Don't answer that. Amen. We might not want to hear it. But how is your attitude today? Amen. To live unto him. Listen to what he says in verse 15. Verse 15, he says that to live unto him who loved us, or in other words, which died for these. Amen. Which died for you, which died for me. That love that Christ had. And because that love, we get a new attitude. My attitude's different, praise God. Hey, listen, there's a whole lot of people I used to didn't like. Hello, come on now, don't quit on me. Amen. There's a whole lot of people I used to didn't like, but now I love them. Amen. Because Christ Jesus loves them, praise God. He loved them so much that he gave himself for them. And he said, praise God, love your neighbor as I have loved you. Yeah. Amen. So I love people. Used to, I was so backwards, I wouldn't talk to nobody. Amen. I'd get in the crowds, and I'm kind of still that way, believe it or not. A lot of times I get in the crowd, but I like to listen to people. You can get a lot of information if you just pay attention. Amen. Amen. And listen, hey, people don't know how ignorant you are until you open your mouth. Amen. Oh, me. But when we get to, when we get in a crowd, praise God, if we'll just listen, it don't take long to figure some things out. Amen. Praise God. But an attitude that we have towards people, because I love them, and I'm constantly, through the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm constantly looking ways to encourage people and help people. That's why we get so bogged down in this world. Listen to me. If we ain't careful, you get on Facebook and Twitter and all this other thing and all the other birds that's out there. If you ain't careful, you get so bogged down because we're problem solvers. Amen. We want to fix everybody. And I want you to be honest with you. I have a hard time just taking care of me. Amen. You have a hard time just taking care of you. So we get out there and we see all these things and it's running through our mind, it's racing through our heart. We want to fix everybody, but we ought to focus on me. We ought to focus on you. Amen. And the attitude that you have, say, Lord Jesus, I pray, God, I want that love of God to be manifest in me so I can help somebody else. Some of these people, praise God, along the way. Amen. You say, preacher, well, that don't make a bit of sense. It makes perfect sense to me that the attitude we have is an attitude of love towards others. Amen. I believe I said Wednesday night, we treat everybody in the world better than we do our own family sometimes. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But if our attitude changes, we come back and say, what? I'm going to treat my family better than I do that stranger, better than I do my coworkers. Well, if I'm a preacher, I have to get along with them because I have to work with them. Praise God. You got to get along with your family. You have to live with them. Amen. Pray to love on each other. You'll be surprised the difference that it makes in the home when we begin to love on each other, encourage each other. When the kids are misbehaving, pray God, instead of scolding them and rebuking, draw them to you. Love on them. Amen. Praise God. Love on them. Praise God. Show them the love of Jesus. See what God can do in that. Praise the Lord. A new attitude. That's what God's trying to manifest in us if we'll listen to Him. Praise God. But unto them, realizing that He loved us and He died for us. Not only the new attitude, but new activity. Praise God. In verse number 7, He says to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Our activity, we begin to walk by faith. We begin to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to help us every day. Let me just say, Jesus is not just for Sunday. Amen. And he's not just for Sunday morning. Amen. And He's not for just Wednesday night. And He's not for just Sunday night. Pray God, Jesus is for every day. Amen. He's an every day, every hour, every minute Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Can I get a witness? Amen. Praise God. He's there for us all the time. Ain't you glad of that? He said He'd never leave you nor forsake you. He'd always be there. He said in troublesome times, praise God, He'd be there. So a new activity we have as a new creature in Christ is walking by faith. Faith in who? Faith in Jesus, praise God. None other. We have to put our faith and trust in Him, believing on Him, praise God, so we receive the help and the strength and the power to overcome the obstacles, to overcome this old flesh that we live in and keep walking that narrow path. Trust that Jesus promised He'd go before us. Amen. Like old John the Baptist, make the path straight. You know what John said he was doing? What that actually means when he said that John Baptist, that he went before, praise God, to make a path straight into the Lord? It was like when the king was coming to visit, and they would send out servants ahead of time, and they would go down the road where the king would travel, and they would make sure that the trees and the limbs and the brush was all out of the road, and if there was any potholes or there was any ruts, they would take their rakes and their hoes and their shovels, and they'd go before the king, and they'd smooth everything out. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. It was getting things all fixed up, get right. Amen. That's what we need to do, praise God, because the king's coming. Amen. It's time to get things right, get things fixed up, get the path and right. I pray God into the heart, into your heart, ready for Jesus. Amen. Get rid of all the old rotten stuff. Amen. Glory to God. I had a tree fall at the house the other day. My neighbor come down and told me about it. Now, my fault, I knew it was dead. And Matt told me 2 years ago that they was all going to die. He's just a ray of sunshine, that Matt. He said, all your trees are going to die. And guess what? They're dead. And they was one on the property line, and the neighbors come down Saturday before last. They said, we just wanted to come tell you that your tree fell. Ain't it amazing when it falls on their house, it's your tree? I had no say, hey, my tree, that belongs to God. Amen. But it fell, and it fell, and God be the glory, it twisted off about 12 feet high, and it fell off to the right side, and a limb just barely clipped their gutter, and one little limb went right through the middle of their heat pump. But it just got the little grid on top, broke one little thing, but it didn't hurt nothing, that's still working. Amen. But they said, don't worry about that. That heat pump ain't working right. They're coming in a few weeks to change it out. I said, God be the glory. Amen. But I got that part. And the lady said, I said, well, I'll get up there and get that. She said, oh, said, don't worry about it. Don't have to be in no hurry. She said, we're just going to take and rearrange that, and we're just going to leave it here on the banks. And she said, it'll rot and decay. But and I said, well, I thought to myself, well, that'll look awful. I mean, when the wind blows and trees when the limbs break out of my trees, I won't get them out of the yard so you don't see that. You know, and I keep it nice and neat. Said she wasn't worried about that. She said she liked the natural look. Amen. I said, well, God be the glory. Takes a lot of work off of me. Amen. But then, now this is how natural stuff works. I went up there this past Friday and I said, listen, I said, I come up, if there's anything I need to do to fix this, I said, I'll cut that big old tree. The main trunk was a laying. Now, Kevin, Brother Ralph, they come rescued me Monday. They come up there and Kevin put them things on the ground. Poof, boom, boom. He's like, Matt, he likes to see them fall. Amen. Praise God. That's the way the devil is. He likes to see us fall. I'm not comparing them with the devil. I love them, brother. They're lifesavers. Amen. But that tree was laying there, and a big old tree. I mean, it's this big around at the base, and it come up and it went across the retaining wall. It was hanging about that much into the yard. And I said, well, you don't want to leave that hanging in the yard, because when you try to mow, you're going to be hitting that, and it's going to be in the way. And I said, well, okay, let's just cut a couple pieces off of it. Now, I'm making a long story short. So I cut a chunk off of it. They said, well, maybe cut one more. So I cut one more. And they said, well, maybe just get it back past the edge of the wall. So I cut one more. And he said, well, let me get my wife and let her look at this. I figured out that she's probably the boss. So she comes out and she looks at it. She said, well, I think that'll be okay. That looks all natural. I said, well, let me just say this before I shut my saw down and go to the house. That thing's laying on there at an angle. And if it shifts just a little bit, it'll be right down here in your yard. And if your husband's a mowing or what, or we said it might just roll right over him. She said, we need to cut that out of there. She said, we need to get rid of it. Amen. See, the difference between, praise God, of having something and saying, well, boy, that looks okay. I said, we'll just live with that. That's all natural, praise God. There's a lot of all natural stuff we got to be careful with, because it can crush you to death. Amen. So we got up there and we cut that thing out. We got rid of it. Now it's gone. She still got the limbs there. She rearranged them. She got them all over her bank, all over the yard. But that's all right. That's what she wants, praise God. But activity, praise, walking by faith, trusting in the Lord, that God Almighty can manifest Himself to our hearts and show us the goodness, His ways. Get rid of that old stuff and bring in new stuff. I like the new stuff better than you. Praise God for His glory. So we see a new activity walking by faith. Not only a new activity, but we see a new attachment. Amen. Praise God. We're being fused into the Lord Jesus Christ by the love of Christ. Amen. Verse number 14. He said, for the love of Christ constraineth us. Now that word constraineth, it means that it literally holds us together. It binds us to Christ. Amen. Well, ask you a question this morning. I'm trying to hurry. I'm going to finish up here in just a minute. I want to ask you a question. Do you love the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Amen. I mean, are we bound to Him by His love? We love Him. You love Him because He first loved you. Amen. Let me ask you a question. What if Jesus didn't care about you? What if? But ain't you glad He does? Ain't you glad He loves you? He cares for you. He comes to help us, to minister to our heart, that we might be fused together as one by the love of Christ, constrained to be held together by love. I hope everybody in here loves each other. I hope you love me. I love you. Every one of that, as the old fellow said, they ain't a cull in the bunch. Amen. Praise God. You say, preacher, why do you love us? Because Christ loved me. And if he loved me, I'm supposed to love you like he loved me. Praise God. And listen, I've never found anybody don't love themselves. Sometimes we love ourselves more than we should. Amen. We put the love of self before the love of others. We're love and care for each other. Praise God. So we have a new attachment because of that new creation, new creature that we become. A new attachment to the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of that new attachment, we have a new ambassadorship for Jesus. Amen. A new ambassadorship. And look at verse 20. He said, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though Christ did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So we become, we receive a new ambassadorship to Lord, for the Lord Jesus Christ, to manifest Christ, praise God, that everyone might be reconciled to God. Because of sin, we're alienated from God. Do you realize your sin alienates you from God? It pushes you away from God. And we need to be reconciled unto God, and that's through Jesus Christ our Savior. Because our sin keeps us pushed back from God. But when we're reconciled to God through Jesus Christ our Savior, praise God, then we become the righteousness of Christ and we become received unto the Lord so that we can lift up the name of Jesus so others can be reconciled unto God. You see how this thing takes, how this thing works, how it transitions. We become saved, reconciled unto God, and we love people, and we lead them to Jesus. We tell them about Christ. They become saved. They become reconciled to God, and they begin to reconcile somebody else to God. And this change of events, what would happen? Listen, church, what would happen if each one of us would seek every day to win somebody to Jesus? Amen. Invite them to church. Win them to Jesus. You know what would happen? In about a month, praise God, we'd be tearing out walls. Amen. We'd be tearing out walls, praise God, so we'd have enough place to sit people. So, well, people, preacher, that'd be crazy. No, that's the way it's supposed to work. We're supposed to be reconciling folks to Christ, telling them about Jesus, how love, and showing them the love of God and living in that love. Amen. Help us to love one another. Because Christ starts first. The things that we do, praise God, as new creatures. Amen. A new ambassadorship of reconciliation. Not only that, but the last but not least, a new assurance in the Lord. Verse number 1 of 2 Corinthians 5 says, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Ain't you glad for that? Somebody say amen. Praise the Lord. So for in this tabernacle, this abiding that we live, praise God, we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For if we, now watch this, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Amen. That we might have life ever after. That we don't have to worry about the things of this world. Don't have to worry about death or dying. Don't have to worry about the things that hold us back and hold us down and try to keep us down. Praise God that we have a hope in Christ Jesus. Amen. A hope, an assurance about the future. What does the future hold? What it holds for a child of God, praise God, it gives us peace and hope and assurance in our Savior that Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures and that He rose again the third day, victorious over death and the grave. The old sting of death had him. Jesus gave, he yielded up the ghost. He gave his life on the cross of Calvary. He died for your sins and mine. Amen. He said, it's finished. Thank God he did. Thank God it is. Amen. He went down. Death got a hold of him, drug him down into that place of death. 3 days. Amen. 3 days. Death had him. The old devil come by, slew foot and Lucifer and deceiver. He said, have you got him? First day, death said, got him. He ain't going nowhere. Got him bound up in death. Can't get freed. The second day, praise God, the old devil come by. Have you got him? Death said, I got him. Brother Billy's still bound up. He's still held down. He ain't going nowhere. The change of death held him. But that third day, that glorious third day, praise God, the old devil come along. He said, hey, listen, death. Boy, death looked all forlorn. Looked awful, praise God. Looked pitiful. And the devil said, what's the matter with you, death? Have you still got him? And old death just shook his head, never even looked up. Just shook the old head. I ain't got him, devil. Ain't got him. Why, do you know why he got loose? Because the Bible said that Jesus Christ never committed sin, so he wasn't beholden to death. Death couldn't hold him. Old death turned around and his stinger was gone. Amen. That sting of death had been plucked out by the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus come out of there victorious over death and the grave. Praise his holy name. He said, because of that, we have a blessed assurance that eternal life is in eternal heavens, in an eternal temple with an eternal God. Amen. Now listen, I know that's big. That's some heavy stuff. It's hard to put our mind around eternal things. I mean, I'm with you. I have a hard time thinking about what I'm going to do for lunch. Amen. My wife don't help me a bit with that either. What are you going for lunch? I don't care. Where do you get that at? I don't know. Amen. But when it comes to eternal things, the Lord said He's made us a promise that we have a new assurance in Lord Jesus Christ, that we have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That we begin a new life as a new creation, new creature in Christ Jesus. And if we'll just let Him manifest Himself to us day by day. You say, Pastor, how do I do that? The same way I do, get up every morning, look outside, say, Lord, thank you for this glorious day that you've given me. And Lord, help me to do everything I can to bring glory and honor to your name. It's not about me. I don't care if nobody even sees me or knows who I am. But praise God, I want them to know who Jesus is. Because Jesus made all the difference in my life. He come to where I was when I couldn't get to Him, and He saved me by His marvelous grace. Put me on a road, a highway, praise God, headed for heaven. Amen. My name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And one day in a little while, praise God, they'll call my name. Amen. I'm going to sit down and dine with Him. The Bible said He's going to gird Himself and He's going to serve His people. Amen. Can you imagine? Hey, I've eaten some pretty good meals in this old world. You can tell, right? You can tell I ain't ever shunned much. But one day, praise God, we're going to dine in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to serve us up. Amen. That He's prepared for us. See, He's been making a menu for a long time. Amen. Could you imagine the glorious things we'll behold when we get to heaven? Amen. Praise God. He said we'll have that blessed assurance, an assurance of the future that He's laid out for us. In this world we groan. But He said, praise God, in that world we're going to praise and give God glory. We'll look around and we'll see that all the sorrow and all the sadness is gone. And all we'll behold is the glory of God. You know why glory is God? God's glory will be so prominent. Now listen, why His glory will be so prominent is because me and you are there. And because me and you are there, it brings glory to His name. Because He's accomplished what He set out to do. Amen. Let me just say this in closing this morning. Did you realize that you are an accomplishment of God? Amen. And Jesus Christ, your Savior. If you've been saved today, praise God, you're accomplished. All things, amen, as a new creature to be revealed, praise the Lord, in His time. But that blessed assurance that we have in Christ Jesus, our Savior, is the most important part.